The next time that you find yourself sitting restless, worried, bogged down with a personal problem that just won't go away, get game. Maybe you've been obsessing over something someone might do to you, or about something you don't have. Consider that you're consumed by something that's not worthy of your time. Get game. You know exactly what I mean. Whether you're stuck in a rut, uninspired, and bored to the point of distraction, or worried about the bills, you might just need to find a problem that's worthy of your time. If you're mad about something that didn't go your way or feeling sorry for yourself because of all the things you're not, you might just want to create a challenge that will honor who you really are. Get game. What's your life about? What do you want today beyond your mere survival and beyond what's good for you? Perhaps a way to solve your problems and to have the things you really want is to get a set of problems that are worthy of your time. On May 5, 1977, in Ghana, West Africa, Emmanuel Ofosu Yeboah was born and abandoned. Upon discovering Emmanuel had a severely deformed right leg, Dickson Kwadjo Ofosu, disgraced by his son's disability, walked out on his family. Emmanuel's mother, Comfort Yeboah, was advised to kill her son, but rather than surrender to society's perception that disabled children are the result of a family curse or a punishment from a deity for a parent's past discretion, Comfort neither killed Emmanuel nor sent him to the streets to beg, as was expected. Instead, she enrolled him in school and taught him to believe that he deserved the same treatment, same opportunities and privileges as the able-bodied. But in his early teens, Emmanuel was forced to leave school when his mother fell sick and could no longer work to support the family. Now an adolescent, dealing with his own affliction, Emmanuel faced the responsibility of paying his mother's hospital bills while also caring for his younger brother and sister. Refusing to check his dignity at the street corner and beg for money, he learned a craft. With his crutches, a box to sit on, and tools to shine shoes, he left home against the wishes of his mother to work on the streets of Accra, Ghana's capital. After a couple months of earning $2 per day, he returned home with support funds and proof that he could manage on his own. Before she passed away, on Christmas Eve, 1997, Comfort Yeboah taught her son that disability does not mean inability. In the years after her death, he felt an increasing desire, if not duty, to share that message. So he made the fateful decision to honor his mother by reaching as many of Ghana's 20 million citizens as possible. Emmanuel decided to ride a bicycle across the country, and though he'd mastered pedaling with only one leg, there was yet another obstacle. He didn't own a bike. Through a missionary in Accra, Emmanuel learned about the California-based Challenge Athletes Foundation, or CAF. He sent a letter to receive a donated bike. Bob Babbitt, CAF co-founder, recalls, "What impressed me from the beginning about Emmanuel is that what he said in his note wasn't about, 'I'm a poor kid from Ghana and I've got a deformed leg, please send me money.' It was, 'Send me a bicycle because I want to help other people. I want to prove a stereotype wrong.'" Imagine. Emmanuel had every excuse in the book to be bitter and to quit, but he never did. Instead of wallowing or worrying, he got some problems that would honor the extraordinary human being that he is. He created a life that was bigger than big, and a life that would require him to expand in the process. And because he did that, people's lives were altered for the better. A whole country can now heal. And you? Maybe. Just maybe, you are far more powerful than you've been willing to see, and maybe, just maybe, the world is waiting for you to get game and get in the game. Today, consider me your wake-up call, an alarm that just went off. Today, I'll be the reminder that you were put here for something great, but time won't wait until you're good and ready. Tomorrow could be too late. Find a problem that is worthy of your time. Create a challenge that will honor who you really are. Emmanuel Yeboah is really no different than anyone else, and his gift is no greater than yours. It's just that he decided to play. It's just that he got game. He had nothing and gave everything. Oprah. Today, that opportunity is there for you too.